Official figures confirm that the recession in the Eurozone came to an end in the second quarter of this year. The Eurostat Statistics Office says that the 17 European Union countries that use the Eurozone, or use the euro, saw their collective economic output grow by, wait for it, 0.3%. Tony Foley of Dublin City University joins me on the line. Tony, is this positive, or do we look at it from the point of view that this is really a squeak, only a squeak away from continued recession?
Yeah, I think you've put your finger on it. It's a squeak away because, first of all, these are preliminary figures. If we were doing this for the previous quarter, the January to March, originally we had a 0.2% decline, and then they revised that to a 0.3% decline. So it's a good news story, but unlike Rob Heffernan, it's not a great news story. So what we have is that basically, as you say, we've had an increase in output in the 3 months to June compared with the previous 3 months, and that's welcome. It's much better than a continuing decline. But what we also have to realise, which is the second figure, that if we compare Euro economic activity in this quarter with the same quarter in 2012, it's still much lower. It's 0.7% lower. So the expectations would still be that 2013 as a whole would be a little lower than 2012. In fact, you'd need very good performance in the next two quarters to turn the overall year into an increase compared with 2012. But having said that, it is good news. It's not a minus, it's a plus. It's a very small plus, but it's also a reasonably spread plus. There were 21 countries, they also did the European Union as a whole. Of the 21 countries, 15 had an increase and 6 had a decline. And funnily enough, Portugal was up there at the top of the league with a 1.1% increase. But even still, if you look at Portugal's last quarter compared to 2012, it's less than it was in 2012 by 2%. And unfortunately, Cyprus is, as we might expect, Cyprus had the biggest decline of 1.4% in the quarter. So it's certainly good news. We've got a plus in front of that figure instead of a minus. And the hope will be we'll have definite pluses in the next two quarters. And if those pluses are big enough, we will get a better performance than we originally envisaged for the euro, which was a decline of about 0.5% over the year.
If it was a football match, you'd say that Germany scored the goal, but it looks like France contributed a few points from the corner forward position.
The surprise actually was France, because France grew by 0.5% in that quarter. Germany had the 0.7, but also the Czech Republic and Finland had 0.7s. But France, obviously being a much bigger economy, that 0.5% helped. And if you look at the wider European area, the UK is helping out with a 0.6% growth. Ireland doesn't actually have figures in it because we won't get our second quarter GDP figures until September. So hopefully ours will contribute retrospectively to the performance. So basically, if you take the football analogy, we're basically being hammered by the opposition, but we've scored a breakaway goal and we're 1-0 up.
Okay, that's a wonderful analogy. I understand that one. Tony, thank you very much
for that.
Tony Foley of Dublin City University with those European statistics. The collective economic growth from Europe, 0.3% in the 3 months from April to June. That's